And here we go. And we are on. Yes. Welcome to the Ignite Bot podcast, where I talk to inspiring, creative, and downright clever entrepreneurs who have created an incredible business and online presence using WordPress. And this is me, your host, Ahmed Khalifa. I'm here again. This is episode 4. It's going to be an exciting one, and it is an exciting one, because in this episode, I talk to Gavin Bell, a young entrepreneur based here in Edinburgh. And Gavin runs his own digital marketing agency, Blue Cliff Media, mainly focused on social media, but really Gavin specializes in Facebook ads. So I wanted to talk to Gavin for a while, actually, about how he got to where he is right now. And it's not a very common story, because he kind of followed a particular style by starting his own business within 7 days. And it's quite an interesting story, and I'm quite familiar with the process. So he will tell you more about that and how he managed to grow the business over the past year or so. But also, it's about Facebook ads, and I've noticed more and more people are talking about it and how powerful it can be, thanks to the way you can target very, very specific people using the tool that they have. So I've used it myself a number of times, but I would never claim to be an expert like Gavin. And he tells us more about how it can benefit for your business, and even gave us his own tips about how to make the most of Facebook ads. So sit back, relax, enjoy it, get some learning, and I will catch you again at the end of the interview. And here we go. Gavin, thank you very much for joining us today. Really appreciate your time. I've seen what you do online. I've kind of followed you on Twitter, but we've never met in real life. But, you know, this is a good thing about online and social media. You can get to know people online and understand what they do. So really appreciate you coming on to the show. And I've told the listeners a little bit about what you've been doing and your background, but could you fill us in? Could you tell us what is your background and how you got to where you are today?
Sure. Well, firstly, thanks for having me, Ahmed. Much appreciated. But my kind of story starts up in the Shetland Islands, where I'm from, right at the tip of the UK. I went to school usually, and then as you do, and then I left to study at what's called the Peter Jones Enterprise Academy, which is a kind of business school down in Manchester. For people that don't know, Peter Jones is the tall guy from Dragon's Den. So I moved from Shetland to Manchester when I was 18 to study there. And that course was basically a year-long course where you have to set up a business in the year. And then when you're learning about the different things in business, like marketing and the likes, you're learning it on that business that you set up. So you're actually marketing that business that you set up, kind of idea. So I set that business up, which was a corporate well-being company. I basically acted as an agent for personal trainers, put personal trainers into corporates, so like call centers and things, to run fitness sessions. In September 2014, I moved up to Edinburgh, back up to sunny Scotland, and tried to get that business going up here, but kind of failed, basically. I didn't make much money, if at all. And I was kind of reading The 7-Day Startup, which is a book by Dan Norris, in June last year. And that was kind of talking about setting up a business in 7 days, and that really appealed to me, and I just decided, screw it, I'm going to do it. So decided to set up a social media management company in June last year, set up in 7 days. And then that's the same business I'm running just now, although around Christmas time last year, decided to kind of pivot and move away from the social media management marketing side of things and focus in on Facebook advertising, which is what I do today.
Very interesting. I mean, two interesting points is that I don't know anyone who has done the Peter Jones kind of academy course kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is it a popular course? I mean, how many people tend to attend that, and do they come out of it with a successful business, if you like?
Yeah, so it's kind of, as the years go on, it's kind of becoming less exclusive, if you want to call it. So it's becoming more and more widely available for anyone to go and study at. So when it first started, I think I was maybe the third or fourth year of it. When it first started, people went through a really rigorous kind of process to get in. For me, it was a process of applying and an interview before going. So I was kind of probably one of the last years where it was still a little exclusive. But yeah, you come out of it at the end. I certainly came out of it at the end with a business, and kind of I grew as a person a lot. They kind of threw me out to networking events, had me up speaking and pitching to various different companies and things, which is something that I'd never experienced before. So that the experience that I got from that side of things was kind of a massive, I don't know, massive kind of learning curve for me. Being an 18-year-old, obviously hadn't experienced anything like that before.
And definitely the 7-Day Startup book, I'm familiar with that. I've read it myself, and it is a very, very good book. I'll put a link in the show notes for that. But it's weird that the guy, Dan Norris, the author, he's a bit of a content marketing machine, that guy. The amount of books and content that he writes is ridiculous. On Snapchat as well, I follow him on Snapchat, and he is just constantly giving out tips and advice. But his book is, it was really interesting. I mean, okay, I didn't do a 7-day startup, but it made me think, like, just get out there and do it.
Totally.
The more you think about it, the more you're not gonna do it. So I remember I've read one of your first blog posts. You did it. You actually did it in 7 days. So how was that process for you? And would you recommend that? Would you suggest people to do that as well?
Yeah, process for me was really, really helpful. I mean, I've always been of the kind of mindset of just getting something done and just doing it. But sometimes people can go a bit too far and saying just get it done, because some people, quite frankly, don't know what to actually do, and might be quite happy to just do it, but they're not actually sure what it is they have to just do. So that book kind of gave you a bit of a framework on what to actually do in those 7 days, and then it was down to you to basically go ahead and do it. And I, at the time, I was starting to lose a bit of passion for the business that I was running, and wanted to jump into the digital space. So that book kind of gave me the push and the structure to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not surprised that it kind of motivates you and yeah, kick you in the ass a bit for just get on with it,
Yeah,
get on with
exactly.
it and do it. So with your company now, Blue Cliff Media, what was it? It used to be a different name, wasn't it? What was the previous brand name you had?
Yeah, it was called Adworthy at the beginning, and that was kind of a mistake I made, probably because of the 7-day startup process. One of the days is obviously choosing a business name, and then the next day is like building the website and having a logo, etc. So I just chose the first thing that came to my head, registered the domain name like straight away, and kind of a few months down the line, I was like, oh shit, there's somebody else called Adworthy. So that was a bit of a mistake. Never had any kind of legal issues or anything like that, but I knew I had to change the name of the company, because if I grew it to a size where I wanted to grow it, then there probably would be some legal issues or people getting confused at who's who, etc.
And where did the that name come from? Your current brand name, Blue Cliff Media.
Yeah, the current one came from, to be honest, I'm not 100% sure. Just came randomly to me. But I like to tell the story that since I'm from the Shetland Islands, surrounded by big cliffs and blue seas, so that's where the name can come from.
That's fair enough. So you said that you want to get away from the generic social media management and you want to focus on Facebook ads. So why Facebook ads? Why did you choose to specialize in that area?
Of course, yeah. Well, one of the couple of reasons really is I see the market going in terms of the agency space or consultancy space. There's a lot less. There's going to be a lot less generic agencies in terms of we do everything, and there'll be a lot more agencies saying we do Facebook ads or we do PPC or we do SEO. So specified agencies or consultants that are kind of experts in one area. So that was kind of that one of those. That was kind of one of the reasons I wanted to move into a niche service. Another reason was everybody's a bloody social media manager these days, and everybody says they're a social media guru. And I think I kind of fell into that trap of becoming one of those people. And lastly, I'd done some Facebook advertising for clients in the past, and had some good results. Enjoyed the work that we were doing. And so it was kind of an obvious choice for me to go down that route.
So now you're a Facebook ad guru.
Oh, yeah.
I think I can understand from what people are saying, and I've seen people using it, and I've seen case studies. I can understand how powerful it is. I've used, you know, AdWords before, and I've dabbled with Facebook ads before, and I can see that the benefit with Facebook ads that you can be so niche with your target audience. And that's really, really powerful. It doesn't surprise me that platforms like Twitter, they don't really excel at advertising, but if they don't target very well, what's the point of spending money on that? But with Facebook ads, you know, it's really, really powerful, and I guess you kind of encourage people to use that more than AdWords. Would you say that, or would you say that you know, maybe AdWords has certain benefits that Facebook ads don't have, obviously. What would you say to those who want to choose between AdWords and Facebook ads?
Yeah, I mean, I'll never try and persuade somebody to say choose Facebook over AdWords unless it's the right thing to do. I think AdWords and Facebook ads are both hugely powerful if used correctly, and I think you've got to have a think about how somebody would typically find your business. So I like to use the example of a 24-hour plumber, for example. If you wake up at 3 a.m. and your boiler's leaking, it's pouring with water, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to Google 24-hour plumber. So I'd recommend a 24-hour plumber to use AdWords. You're not going to, if your boiler's burst at 3 a.m. and it's pouring with water, you're not going to go and scroll on your Facebook newsfeed and hopefully find an advert from a 24-hour plumber. So it doesn't make sense for them to advertise that specific service on Facebook. So for a 24-hour plumber, you're wanting to go for like AdWords. So you've got to try and think about how somebody typically finds your company. Is it something that they search for, they've got a specific need and they search for it straight away? Or is it something a bit more like Facebook ads? My service is where somebody maybe isn't specifically searching for a Facebook ads expert, but they're maybe searching for help with their digital marketing, and Facebook ads can be a part of that. So advertising on Facebook makes more sense for me.
Yeah, okay. No, that makes sense. It makes sense. Very powerful. I agree with you as well. You know, you find out what works for you. It could be AdWords, it could be Facebook ads, could
totally
be SEO, whatever. Could be anything. Could be all of them.
Even better, yeah. A wide range of things.
It can apply to any business out there that all might work, but maybe only one thing might work for you. So yeah, you could have to experiment with what works for you. So moving on to, you know, talking about your website, and obviously I want to talk about the WordPress side of things, and I can tell that, you know, you use WordPress in your site. So why did you use it? What was the reason for choosing WordPress to kind of power your site as a content management system?
So I've done all the website stuff myself, and I think the reason I used it, to be honest, I don't know why I chose it in the first place, but WordPress is basically all I've ever known. And so I was just going to choose that. And I just like, for someone like me, where when I first built the website, I obviously did it in a day because of the 7-day startup. I wanted something that was quick, easy to set up. And I knew going forward when I'm blogging or wanting to change different pages on the site, WordPress was going to be easy for me to do that.
And did you have to use any kind of services outside? Did you have to pay someone to do it, or did you manage it all by yourself? Or what was the process like in terms of setting up?
Yeah, set up, it was all done by me. I use a theme called Divi, D-I-V-I, by Elegant Themes. So, I mean, I used their help help desk sort of thing a couple of times when I had certain issues, but other than that, it was all done by me, and it was really, really easy to set up.
Yeah, Divi, very, very popular theme builder by Elegant Theme. I'll put that link in the show notes again if you want to check it out, but it's a very easy kind of drag and drop kind of thing,
yep.
And builder to help people to get that design right. So it just shows that you don't have to hire developers or designer to do it for you. Of course, maybe later down the line, if you want to add a little finesse, maybe you want to put that in. But in the beginning, you can kind of do it yourself.
Totally.
In your case, maybe in a 7-day startup, then you can just build it up and that's it. So it's really, really powerful, and I definitely urge people to give a shot when you create your own site. So this is the thing that I hear all the time, is that people always have doubts about using WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had any doubts? Have you ever had any regrets? Have you had any issues? And what would you say to people out there who are, you know, not sure about using WordPress?
I hear people complaining that WordPress isn't the right thing to do and you should get a properly developed site, etc. all the time. To me, I just think it's a load of rubbish, to be honest. If you are like me and you just want a nice, standard, simple website where you can have your blog, you can update it, you can add photos, etc., etc. WordPress is definitely the way to go because it's easy to set up, and I don't think there's anything else out there with the ease to set up and the potential for having a really nice looking and well performing website than WordPress. So for people that are kind of maybe having doubts, then I would say don't have any doubts. There's no need to. And when it comes to if you're speaking to developers and things who are saying you need to have a website developed, well, that's going to probably cost you a couple of grand. And especially if you're starting up, you don't need a website like that. You just need a standard, simple website. Because one thing I hear a lot from people is, I see people doing is they'll spend ages and ages and ages and ages and ages and lots of money on their website because it's a distraction from the fact that they've actually got a business to run. And they'll spend so much time building their website, hoping that when their website is live and it's perfect and it's all done, that business will just come flowing in. But that's simply not the case.
I've heard that so many times. Yeah,
yeah.
I know what you mean. And I mean, can I just clarify? Would you say you're a technical person at all?
No, not well. I would say I am, but in terms of coding and all that sort of thing, I don't have a clue. The kind of top of my knowledge is putting in things like H tags for headers on my blog posts. I don't know any code or anything like that.
Well, no, it's fine, because I just wanted to get an idea that people might think that, oh, maybe this, you know, Gavin is a technical guy, he can put together a website, but you know, you're not a coder, you're not a developer, and yet you've managed to put up quite a decent looking website as well, and it does more than the basic job. Really, it's actually the front of your business, and it works really, really well. So, if you had to start the whole process again, I wouldn't say you rushed it, but you had a 7-day starter to kind of you know, give you that motivation to do it. If you had to start the whole process again, and you've mentioned about the brand name issue, what would you do differently?
Obviously, the company name thing would be the obvious choice. What would I do differently? I don't know if I would do anything differently, to be honest. One thing I would do is there's kind of been three different things that I've done in the business. I started off as social media management. That was fine. Got a couple of clients, but found myself working too much in the business rather than on the business. So I decided I kind of wanted to do a bit more strategic social media work. And during that time, I kind of basically said, I do social media management, social media training, workshops, consulting, basically everything. And during that period, nobody bought from me because I fell into that social media guru trap that everybody is. And it wasn't until I went to Facebook ads that things started to pick up again. So if I was to change something other than the fact of the company name, it'd be going way too wide with my service offering kind of during the month, maybe 3-6.
And this is the thing that, I hope the readers, have listened to the previous episodes on 2 and 3. I talked to a couple of guys. They have, you know, picked a particular niche. One guy developed WordPress themes specifically for the restaurants. And in another episode, I talked to a couple of guys. They are building a website to cater the community of theme park fanatics.
Yeah.
Very niche, obviously.
Yeah.
And now, and you think, wow, that's amazing. And now, you know, you're saying yourself that being niche has helped your business and helped you to move forward. And I'm sure you've heard it. I've heard it plenty of times. But people think that if you pick a niche topic, you limit yourself. But clearly, it's not the case for you at all.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and something that's really interesting that's happened is since I have gone to Facebook ads as my kind of niche service, more people, I would say, have got in touch with me for general social media work. So I think because they see me as an expert in Facebook ads, they think, oh, you'll be able to do social media. I don't know why that is. It's just but it's something that I've found. And then I've even had thoughts on, do I niche down even further and say I'm Facebook ads for a certain industry like the health and fitness industry, for example. So that's something else I'm kind of thinking of just now. But going niche is definitely, well, I wouldn't say going niche is the right thing to do, but going wide is certainly a wrong thing to do.
Makes sense. Definitely makes sense to me. So you're saying that, you know, you're thinking of niching down further. So what kind of other vision do you have for yourself, for Blue Cliff Media? Do you have a kind of a vision of where you want to go?
Yeah, so basically the plan now is to continue to grow the business as big as I can. Obviously, that means more clients and hopefully larger clients. And then the plan would be to have a team of contractors to basically manage the client accounts for me. And what I basically want my role to be in the company to be is to basically just create content and to try and build my personal brand so that I'm starting to become seen as like the go-to Facebook ads guy in the UK. So to continue to grow that and to create as much content as possible and then obviously quality control, etc. But I want to have the kind of client delivery work behind me at some point so I don't have to focus too much on that and I can just focus on growing the business.
Very ambitious. I like that. Got a plan. I like it. Take over the world kind of thing with Facebook ads. I like that. What advice would you say to those who want to start their own Facebook ads? What would be your kind of top tips for them?
Yeah. Top tips would be to, first of all, get a Facebook pixel installed on your website, which is a bit of code that you can get on your Facebook ads manager. And it goes in between the header tags on your website. Or if you're on a WordPress website, you can download a plugin called Pixel Your Site. And you just simply put in your pixel ID and it'll put the pixel across your whole site. So that's another handy thing. Putting a pixel on your site basically means you can start to retarget any visitors to your website. You can create an ad on Facebook that'll be served to those people. So, for example, if you've gone on Amazon and you've looked at a pair of shoes, you go onto Facebook, you see an advert for those shoes. It's the same idea. So that would be my number one tip. And my second tip would be, if you are starting a campaign, start off with a small budget. You can start off from as little as £1 a day on Facebook. And just play around with it and get yourself familiar with the different targeting options and the different campaign objectives. And so start small before scaling your spend up.
Sounds good. So, and then, you know, they start small and they can experiment different like that. So what is it that you can give to them that they can't do themselves? Of course, you have the experience and the knowledge and you've created, you know, a different kind of styling and Facebook ads, stuff like that. So at what point would you say that, okay, maybe I need an expert to guide me the way?
Yeah. Cool, totally. So you'll find a lot of businesses will use Facebook ads to do simple little things like trying to increase page likes or just boosting the occasional post. If that's the case, it's best off just doing it in-house. If you're looking to really increase sign sign-ups to something like a lead magnet, or if you're actually trying to make sales through social media, through Facebook ads, that's probably when it's the time to hire an expert to do it for you. Because when it comes to selling on Facebook, obviously people aren't in buying mode when they're on Facebook. They're there to kind of be entertained and informed and speak to friends and family, etc. So to sell on Facebook is quite hard, and you need to maybe set up a funnel. And so if you are trying to make sales through Facebook ads, it can be better to more worthwhile in terms of money and time to hire an expert to do it for you.
This is one thing that you've mentioned about boosting posts. I'm curious. I've experimented with it a few times. Obviously, I picked the right audience to boost to, but does it work? Is there any point of using it?
Yeah, there definitely is. When you are boosting a post, however, you basically get three options. You get boost to people that like your page, boost to people that like your page and their friends, or you can choose an audience. Now, depending on that post and what you want that post to achieve, determines what option you choose for your targeting. As long as you know what that post is for and who you want it to go to, then boosting is great. However, if you're boosting it to an audience that you've created, it's better to boost a post through the Ads Manager rather than just clicking on the blue boost button, because you get more specific targeting. So for when you're targeting, when you're creating an audience through the kind of boost interface, the targeting isn't as there's not as many targeting options as there is through the Ads Manager.
Okay, I need to experiment with that a bit more. It's a funny one. I boost it, you get your reach, you get your likes, but yeah, at the end of the day, if you're not getting a sales, if you're not getting email subscribers and whatever, then, you know, for me anyway, I don't see the value in it. So you need to have some kind of end goal.
Totally. You need to have a clear goal in place and what you want to do, because there's no point in spending money if you're not sure why you're spending that money. So just an example is, maybe you're just wanting to get more people to read your blog. In that case, you're probably not going to get an ROI on your Facebook ads, but it doesn't matter, because you're not trying to get an ROI. You're not trying to get people to buy anything. But maybe you're actually trying to get people to sign up or buy something. Then it's important to track the whether or not you're actually making money from it. So you have to have a clear goal in place before you actually spend any money, and then it's a case of working out in your head how much you're willing to spend to get that, to achieve that goal.
Solid advice. I like that. Clearly, I need to do a lot of reading, to do a lot of experimenting, and then I'll probably get back to you, pick your brain some more. So makes sense. So just to kind of, you know, wrap things up, I'm curious to know, what are your biggest strengths?
My biggest strengths. Wow, put me on the spot.
I know, it's like an interview, isn't it? It's like applying for a job and you get there, it's like, what's your biggest strength? I'm just curious. It'd be good to know what are your strengths.
There's just a funny story on the back of this. I was meeting with a potential client and they asked me this question and I was totally thrown off, because I've never had to do this. I was like, this is an interview. My biggest strength, though, would probably be taking action when I need to take action. So if something needs to be done, it'll get done. And if I'm kind of that's something that also annoys me, is if something needs to be done and someone won't do it, or someone isn't doing it, I then have to take the step up and do it myself, because I can't. It really irritates me when something's not done, when it's just a simple task or something. So taking action would probably be my biggest strength.
It makes sense, taking action. It doesn't surprise me. You said you started your own business in 7 days, so you know it's there. That makes sense. So then, to make it even more difficult, what are your biggest weaknesses, and then how do you go around that as well?
Yeah, biggest weakness, there's probably a lot. Biggest weakness. So somebody told me today, actually, when I was walking out of the office, that I don't smile anymore. So that wasn't very nice. But I think their point was that sometimes I can get too ingrained in my work and just ignore everything else that's going on, and maybe forget to have fun sometimes. So that's probably one of my biggest weaknesses.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. Well, I can't believe that's just today as well, but okay.
I know.
It's a valid point. It's useful to know. It's something that I'd like to ask from everyone else, and it's just so you can learn from them as well. So,
yeah, absolutely.
It does make sense. So, it's been really interesting. Facebook ads is something that everyone's talking about lately, from my perspective. You know, people are investing more and more money on it. It's not a surprise that Facebook is growing and growing in terms of user base and revenue, and it just continued to grow, and they continue to invest, obviously, on the advertising platform. So that's one of the reasons why I was really curious to talk to you, because I just wanted to get my head around it. I know how to use it, but I'm not an expert, so I know how to use it more and more often. So I really, really do appreciate you coming onto the show. It's been really insightful. And also shows to everyone else that if you use WordPress, you can start your own business in 7 days and you're good to go. To an extent. It's a lot more complicated than that, of course. So I do appreciate you coming on to the show. If people want to find out more about you, where can they find you online?
Yeah, so the website we've been speaking about is bluecliffmedia.com, all built on WordPress. But the best place to probably find me is on Twitter. My handle's at Mr. Gavin Bell, but my handle is at Mr. Gavin Bell for every social media platform, so Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. So go to Twitter in the first place, say hello, and we can connect there.
Consistency. Mr. Gavin Bell is everywhere. That's what it is. I like that. It's really good to know. Again, thank you for coming to the show, and I'm going to have a chat with you again to pick your brain some more about Facebook ads. And if anybody else wants to talk to him as well, feel free to do so. I know Gavin can help you out with that a lot. So, thank you for that.
Pleasure's mine, Amy. Thank you very much for having me.
And there we have it. Thank you, Gavin, for coming on to the show. I really appreciate it. I really enjoyed it as well. Very, very interesting to have a chat with you. I think there's a couple of things that, well, for me anyway, I picked up a couple of things. One is that if you want to start a business, if you want to start a project, just go and do it. Have a look at Gavin's example. He read a book about a 7-day startup. So what did he do? He launched a business in 7 days. It was a bit sketchy in the beginning, but look at where he is right now. He's actually growing a business. So give it a shot. Another thing I picked up from Gavin is that with Facebook ads, anyone can give it a shot. Just give it a shot. You can try it with just £1 a day, or 1 cent a day, or I was going to say 1 yen, but I'm pretty sure that's like worth a penny or a cent, so it's not going to get you very far, but you get the idea. Facebook ads can be very, very powerful for many people, so give it a shot for a small budget per day, learn as you go along, and you never know where it might take you. If you have some success with it, let me know. And it'd be interesting to hear more about it as well. So the show notes for this episode will be on ignitewalks.com/4. You'll find all the notes there and the link to everything that we have mentioned, including the book that Gavin has talked about in the show as well. So thank you again for joining us on the show. I really, really, really appreciate it if you could hit the subscribe button on iTunes. All you have to do is go to iTunes, search for Ignite Rock, you will see the logo there, and you will see a button to subscribe. Just click on that. So, hope to see you next time, and in the meantime, let's rock with WordPress.